Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ryan Horvath.
Thank you.
I heard you.
Bart Winkler.
Hey. Horvath.
What's up?
Hey, buddy.
Big day today.
Yeah, because of the Rodgers news?
What happened with Rodgers? I didn't see anything.
All right. Well, Schefter tweeted again.
Hold on, let me just read it myself. Is it good or bad?
It's nothing. He declined an extension. We already knew that.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, Schefter tweeted, this offseason the Packers offered Aaron Rodgers a 2-year contract extension. It would have tied him to Green Bay for 5 more seasons, made him the highest paid QB and player in football. He declined the offer.
Oh.
But Schefter decided to drop this today.
To ruin the Bucks news.
Yeah.
Well, the news, but to ruin game 6.
Yeah.
Nothing's ruining game 6. I don't care. We'll focus on that tomorrow.
Schefter's a huge loser, I will say.
Actually, we'll focus on that next week, because if things go the way that we think they're going to go tonight, then we're going to be celebrating for an entire week, and then we'll worry about the Packers' upcoming football season. Right now, it's all about game 6 tonight, but... That's very interesting. 5 more years, highest paid quarterback, and he said no.
Yeah. I want you to know that I have no hard feelings to you, just so we clear that up.
Why? What did I do?
Well, you left me, first of all.
Oh, wow. I mean, come on.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't leave you.
Well, yeah, but you did, though. You left me.
I told you I'd still do the show, though. I was just going to do it from D.C. Unless you were going to... I got my own show now.
I know. But no, after game 2, I told you to put $200 on the Bucks for me, and you didn't do it.
Yeah, I texted you the reasoning why I didn't do that, though. Because, hey, you could have placed that bet yourself.
No, I can't. I couldn't have. I couldn't not have. Because then I have to explain if I just paid you... $200 PayPal, I could have said, oh, Horvath, you know, I blah, blah, blah to my wife. But if she saw like $200 to whatever international fee I used to be, the things that used to come up on my credit card, it was always like dirtygirlsxxx.com. And yeah. I'd have to say like, no, that's not actually that. It's gambling. She says, well, I wish it was dirty girls. Gambling's worse. But yeah, now you make a living doing it.
Well, yeah. No, thank you. Yeah, I probably should have did that for you. But at the same time, what I would have had to do. So, like, gambling is like you could gamble mobily here legally, right? But what you have to do is you have to be within one block of Nats Park. So you have to go, you have to connect to the internet. So the problem for me is that I have to like legitimately either go to Virginia or go into the casino to place the bet because like when I go over to Nats Park, it wants me to register like with an address in DC. In my place, I'm just moving into my place in 7 days. So I haven't been able to do that. So I have to like physically go in there. That would have been the problem. So... I hear you. I feel bad for you. Also, the price was never that great. Like after the Bucks took game 3, then I was looking at it like, okay, I could either take the Bucks plus 210 to win the series, or I could take Giannis to win Finals MVP plus 240, which was better odds right there, or better payout. And if the Bucks are going to win the finals, like if they end up winning this thing, which I think they're going to, but I don't want to jinx anything.
Oh, we're far past jinx. We've basically been celebrating all morning on the show.
Yeah, you guys are kind of wild for that. I gotta admit, it's like, I don't want to bring up any bad memories, but I just, sometimes I feel like we're not allowed to have nice things, but.
Yeah, but this year's different. This year's different.
Yeah, you know what? And that's been your thing the whole time. And since you've started celebrating, they've won three straight games, including one on the road in Phoenix, which was probably one of the more entertaining NBA final games I've ever seen. So I'm not going to knock you for it. I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I mean, I can't do it. But yeah, I probably should have taken your money and done that. But let's say things don't go the way that we wanted them to go and they lose in game five. Then you were out $200. The blah, blah, blah thing that you just came up with was the worst excuse ever. And then your wife hates my guts and your guts. It's bad enough when I lose a big bet. Amanda hates me for like a week, you know, or when Amanda finds out that I'm betting on Korean baseball again, she's like, you have a serious problem. I don't need your wife thinking so too. I'm not trying to ruin everybody's marriage around here. Who am I?
What, are you going to say something there or no?
No, because some things will get me in trouble, and I'm trying to stay out of trouble these days. I just had a nice write-up over in Barrett Media that I did with
You got in Barrett's Media?
Yeah, they did this article, dude, and you want to hear the funniest part? You know that joke photo that I took when I was doing shows in D.C. when I first moved here and couldn't tell anybody where I was at, so I was doing them from a room with a bet. The bet, you know, one of our beautiful, all of our radio networks. I got it right behind me. And so I took like this funny little picture because my wife brought my espresso machine and she got me a nice cute little espresso cup with an R on it. And so I took a little photo and I put
they
it
use that picture.
They use that picture out of all the photos. I would have rather almost had the head shaving one. And so I woke up this morning. Here's the funny thing. So I kind of like missed the emails on it because I got locked out of my company email when I switched positions from producer to host. And so it took me like 3 weeks to get into my company email and I'd missed all these emails from people. So I did it like last minute and, Nick Costos, who you just had on, right?
Just talked to him.
Yeah. So he did his interview and then I ended up doing mine a little bit later. So I didn't even know if they were going to run it or not. And then I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, I'm going to jump on with you a little bit earlier because I also have to do something else. And I saw that it was sitting there and I was like, oh, no, this photo. So I just retweeted it. It's something. I can't wait till my wife sees it. She's going to give me a lot of crap because when she saw the photo, when I sent it over to her, she's like, you're such an idiot. And now this photo's used in the article.
So you're like, man, I thought I was big because I got on the news yesterday, but you're in BarrettSportsMedia.com. I mean, that's like the preeminent place for sports radio talkers.
Yeah, right. No. You're the talk of the town. In fact, I had more people send me that video than more people congratulated me when my son was born. Last night during the show, the bosses were sending it over to me. And I actually had seen I'd seen the photos of you and Corey because Corey and I are Facebook friends as well. And so I saw were you guys boozing?
Yeah, he brought a couple of hams.
They didn't care that you guys were doing that?
That's the playoffs. There are no rules.
That's awesome. Because I was like, do these guys got beers in their hand? I feel like I remember when Joakim Noah did that walking down the street, he got busted. For drinking on the streets, and then they accidentally found a bag of dope in his pocket, allegedly.
Yeah,
public intoxication, or what is it called? Open container?
I don't know. I guess a lot of people are going to find out tonight. I mean, it's going to be... I can't even fathom what tonight's going to be like. We're talking with our good, good buddy, Ryan Horvat. Bet MGM tonight. You can catch it on the Odyssey app, and look for the write-up in Barrett Sports Media today. Man, when does that drop? I gotta see it.
Well, it's out already. The headline is, hold on.
It's out already?
Yeah, it's out. I told you. I woke up to it on Twitter, man. I'm just waking up like 20 minutes ago. Here's the problem. I love my job, but I'm totally living the vampire lifestyle until my family gets here. Where I don't.
Ryan Horvath is teaching everyone about sports gambling is the headline.
Bet your ass I am.
What are some of your quotes? I actually do not miss traditional sports radio because on our show, we're lucky enough to follow live games. I prefer reacting to what is happening live. You D. You're such a D.
No way. It doesn't tell you how the questions were presented to me though. So they were
I like to provide content for both the educated gamblers as well as the casual sports listener. I feel like there are entertaining ways to please all listeners and make betting more fun. I taught my mom all about player props on one episode of BetMGM Tonight.
I did. And then it was embarrassing because then my mom was like doing the things that I tell everybody not to do, like the player parlays, and she's hitting them. Or she hit Chris Middleton one night to score exactly, I forgot what it was, 30 or 31 points. But like, literally, that was the prop, and it was like 9-1. Meanwhile, last night I went 2-6 in Major League Baseball. Brutal. But so the way that the question was presented to me was, do you miss traditional sports radio? And I said at times, but not really. And mainly I wanted to say, because I get paid a whole lot more money to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I can show my wife my paycheck without having to also plead to her reasons why I'm a husband worth keeping.
I said, I like this job better because I now have help in dental. but seriously, and that was the funny thing because they were like, I didn't know how to answer that. Like, do you want, you know, are you just providing content for, you know, like expert gamblers or for people that are new to gambling? And I was like, well, both, I hope, because I highly doubt that professional bettors and only professional bettors, if any, are listening to the show because they got their own style and, you know, they're probably got their own way of doing things too. So I like, I try to explain things when needed to be explained for people like my mother. That was the funny thing though. Like my aunt was texting me after show two and she's like, can you tell us what this stuff means? And I'm like, well, no, I'm not going to, this isn't like the ABCs of sports gambling, but break some stuff down for you. Yeah. That was something to wake up to right there. That photo, hilarious stuff out of all the pictures out there.
Let's get our old buddy Tony in Texas in on the conversation. 799-1250. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Ryan and Bart. Hey, I got a parenting question. You guys are talking about all the underage drinking going on, and I know you all have sons that are really young right now. But if your boys are about 16, 17, they want to have a little banger at the house, bring some friends over, would you let them do it?
I don't know, because when I was trying to plead with my dad to drink as a minor, he did not let me. And I kind of commend them for that. But also, if they're going to do it anyway, don't you want to do it under your roof?
How old are they, Tony?
Let's say 16, 17 juniors.
That's too young.
See, Tony, the funny thing is that's what my friend's parents let us do in high school. But, man, once you have your own kid, 0% chance. I can't do it. I can't do it, man. There's alcohol poisoning. Plus, if he's my son and he acts anything like me and I have to witness it,
that's brutal.
That's funny how things work out like that. I figured you guys have been like, oh, okay, no problem.
Nah, we're so soft now, man. We're getting old. And, like, if my son takes his shirt off and he's twisting around his head, spinning it like a helicopter like I was doing sophomore, junior year to Petey Pablo, and I have to witness that, and he's chain-smoking Marlboro Reds in the backyard, yeah, can't do it.
Hey, Horvath, you're taking the Suns, right? Plus the 4?
No, plus the 5, but the Bucks on the money line.
You think it'll be that close? I think it's going to be a runaway.
It could be. It could get really out of hand. I just took that number while
Scott
I could
Foster's
get it.
Scott Foster's reffing.
Yeah, the numbers went down already, though. I know.
The guy that hates Chris Paul.
Ooh, that's a good sign, Bart.
I know.
Hey, Bart, I'm going to go Bucks by 22 in our honor of our boy Chris Middleton.
Ooh, I like that.
And I think they're going to blow him out, Ryan. And your boy Quentin, your partner, I know he's frustrated the Bucks are taking this series. I think it's funny. I listen to you guys. I love when Horvat just gives him shots. It's good stuff, Ryan. Yeah. Hey, and Bart, you know, before I leave you guys, I used to wear my Bucks gear back in the early 90s when I was in high school. It wasn't fashionable. You know, people were in Bulls starter jackets or maybe the Lakers. You know, I'd wear the four shades of green Bucks gear, you know, maybe a Terry Cummings T-shirt or something. And to finally get to this point, it's surreal. I'm the biggest Bucks fan that's out there. And I've been watching these guys since probably like 1981, 82. I was like 5 or 6 years old. And I used to go to the Mecca. I'm getting goosebumps right now talking about it. And to be at this point, it's surreal. And it's like, I don't know if I want to say my life's complete, but it's like that sports fandom life is at another level. It's like just like a, I don't know, this finality, like happiness.
Well, I'm happy for you, Tony. That's very nice.
It's just so cool to get to that point, to be at this point. I mean, Horvath, you had the Bulls, the six runs, but Bart, to have the Bucks here, the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee, a small market team that almost moved, you know, that had no hope, to be at this point is just amazing. And all the obstacles that we've had to overcome to get there, you know, the Toronto series and Jason Kidd and just all these stupid hires, the Jabari injury, to be at this point, it's unbelievable. So tonight's going to be a big night, and I look forward to the party tonight.
I do too, Tony. Thanks, buddy.
All right, Ryan. Hey, I'll keep on listening. Bart, take care. Go Bucks, go. Talk to you soon.
Would you go down there, Horvat, to the district tonight with 80,000 people?
Yeah, I would.
Down there. I am. I big crowds, you know, I'm okay with not whatever. And Thanasis can't play tonight, but they're going to have 80,000 people packed the outside, which is interesting.
Yeah.
COVID comeback tour. But I gotta be down there. I gotta be down there. I got to.
Well, yeah. Like we were texting last night, like you have to be down there, man. And you have to celebrate this one the right way because you don't know if it's ever going to happen again. I remember watching Aaron Rodgers, you know, win that Super Bowl. Mike McCarthy's up there, Clay Matthews. And I was like, man, this is awesome. But how much more awesome is it going to be when we win three of the next four? And since then, they've never been back. You know what I mean? So you kind of got to enjoy it. I'm sure, you know, back in the 70s, people probably thought that was going to be a little mini run or a mini era. But obviously didn't end up working out as guys left. So you got to enjoy these, man, because championships are hard to win. That's why I hate when we, you know, look at the, you know, well, Aaron Rodgers only has one ring. You know, Dan Marino never won a ring. Charles Barkley never won a ring. Dame has to leave Portland if he ever wants to leave a ring. Giannis has to get out of Milwaukee to get more help if he wants a ring. I mean, the thing is, though, I don't think this is going to be the Bucks only championship. I mean, Giannis.
All right, that I'll slow down on. I'm willing to celebrate tonight, but
Look at it like this, man. They win the finals. Look, I know that, you know, they're kind of strapped for cash right now, but think of the year after. I mean, guys are going to want to come to play with Giannis. When guys like Damian Lillard get frustrated and want out, and they're sitting back at home watching the NBA finals. I mean, Milwaukee doesn't seem so boring now. You look at the Deer District, that's where I want to be. Where do you want to be watching the game tonight? At the Deer District with normal people? I mean, sure, everybody there looks 22 years old and they're wearing like jerseys with no sleeves under. But then you look at the fans in Phoenix, the weirdest people ever. I lost all respect for the Suns. Remember last year when I fell in love with them in the bubble because I love Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton? Can't root for them anymore because of their fan base. The $100 bill guy, the worst human ever. The guy that looked like Enzo Amore that decided, hey, what should I wear tonight to the Suns game? This Devin Booker jersey, this Chris Paul jersey, my Dan Marley, my Charles Barkley. No, let's go with this suit coat for some reason. Or that guy that is always just like tripping on mushrooms that they show. And he's like, what is that?
What about
deal?
The kid with the shaggy hair?
Oh, I hate him.
Why do I know these guys? I'm so tired of this.
Because they showed them nonstop. But why don't they show anybody in the Milwaukee crowd? You know, show us more Sheryl Crow, Chance the Rapper, David Gruber, one call, that's all. Missed that guy so much.
Do they have a one call, that's all guy in D.C.? Every market has a one. It's not like a slogan unique to him.
No. They have the 877 cars for kids thing or K
8777 cars for kids.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. That plays so much.
KARS cars for kids. 1-800-CARS for kids. Donate your car today. Boom, boom, boom. And then I love when that one guy comes in. 1-877 cars for kids.
They don't have like a lawyer that's like a Gruber?
No. Not that I can remember.
Oh. Totally. You mean their biggest celebrity in town isn't a lawyer?
No, you know what? Horvath, have you seen Eastern Motors commercials?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, that's the great ones. They have a bunch of Washington football players singing Eastern Motors commercials and stuff like that. We don't have a David Gruber.
No, we have there's real lawyers here. Like, that's why people moved to D.C.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone and their mom is a lawyer in that area.
Yeah, like, Bart, everybody I meet, I'm like, what do you do? They're either in government or they're a lawyer.
And you're like, I host a nightly gambling show.
Oh, I told my wife when we got here, I go, I'm going to be the stupidest person in D.C. And she's like, oh, no, you won't. And she like pointed to the homeless guy next to me. And she's like, and I was like, babe, that's not very nice, but probably accurate. I mean, even he's probably smarter than me. Like, we've all seen that movie. What's the one with honors?
I don't know.
Robin Williams, Brendan Fraser.
I don't watch movies, bro.
He's the janitor at Harvard, but he's also a genius. He steals his. Come on now. You've never seen this movie? It was made like 20 years ago. With honors. Maybe you should watch it this weekend with your wife.
Nah, I'm watching the Olympics.
Like, those are going to happen.
I know.
What a mess already, right? Everybody's got COVID. The return of COVID, man. That's why let's live it up and enjoy this week, just in case. I was listening to some depressing stuff from Dana White. He was talking about how he thinks pro sports are going to go into another shutdown, but the UFC will not bow down, which I do believe that he says that. I don't think that we're really going into another shutdown, but this sucks, though, a little bit. Like, what if they win the championship tonight? Thanasis can't be with his teammates? I mean, don't laugh at this.
Well, what if somebody tests positive today?
Well, don't even say that.
Well, that's the worry I have.
Well, yeah, but like, don't laugh at this. Thanasis is a huge part of that team.
I agree.
How many times would the Bucks be down and he'd walk over to Giannis and give him that pep talk? He'd be in Giannis's head, and then the next thing you know, Giannis is mean mugging and dunking on people down the floor. He should be out there able to celebrate with his teammates, but he's not going to be allowed to pull a Justin Turner.
Yeah, that's exactly who I was going to mention. Justin Turner did it.
Yeah, making out with his wife. I mean, like, you know.
Yeah.
Weird.
Do you like any I have a DraftKings right now that I'm doing it's a series price. It's a series one where the stats, you know, add up is $10. I was in first place for a while on Saturday night. I would have won like a lot of money. But now I'm back down to like 200th place. I need Cam Johnson and Jay Crowder and Connaughton. And then I have Middleton, Drew, and Giannis. But for the ones that I'm going to do tonight, are there player props you like tonight?
Probably go over on Chris Paul's points, 20 and a half points.
You like CP tonight? Yeah, he's got to put it all out there. This is it.
You know what I mean? Like, this is it for him, because they go down tonight. We keep saying, you know, maybe the Bucks never get back or whatever, but like, when's Chris Paul getting back? In fact, some rumors that Chris Paul might not even go back to Phoenix. I don't know why you wouldn't, and play with DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker, who are only going to get better, you know, as they get a little bit older here. Chris Paul doesn't have much time left, but you saw these rumors that he should go to New York and this and that. So I think he goes just all out tonight. Chris Paul does. Devin Booker has been fantastic, but have you noticed that even with the 40-point games, Devin Booker has no assists in the fourth quarter of any of these final games? Like, that's the difference between the Bucks, and that's the difference between somebody like Chris Middleton. And Ram keeps coming at me with this, and I keep going back.
Oh, I haven't heard from Ram in 2 weeks.
We'll go figure.
He isn't called in.
Chris Middleton has proven to everybody that he's a legit superstar in this league. Now, he's not he maybe not a superstar. He's a legit all-star in this league. Yeah, he is. He's a superstar, man. He's been the closer in these games. And look at his assist numbers in the fourth quarter. Every game of this series, then look at Devin Booker's. That's been the difference. I was talking about this with my dad, and my dad's a diehard Bulls fan, but he called me and he's like, this Bucks team is the most likable team. I'm rooting for them. This isn't the most likable team since the Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, you know, run that the Bulls had. And he was like, and you could just tell, he's like, I hate saying this, but they just want it more. Like, Giannis just wants it more. And I completely agree. And he was talking about the alley-oop play. Like, how many plays have there been where Giannis just, like, he looks like he's, like, completely off your television screen. And then all of a sudden, he's just running down the court, like, full speed in the play, just doing something crazy athletic. Like, they just look like they want it more, and they look like they're playing the better brand of team basketball. They're assisted on every field goal. Middleton's been great. If you get that again from Drew, game over. And how great has Drew been on Chris Paul? I know he's had some struggles offensively, but he has been in Chris Paul's head. Chris Paul has not been the same player. Now what they're doing, we talked with some people in Phoenix. Now it's all Chris Paul's injured, and he doesn't want anybody to know how injured he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Drew Holiday's just been all over him, man. He dropped 41 against the Clippers. Don't tell me that he's not okay.
Yeah, I'm going to fade Paul. I don't think he is. I don't think he has a good night.
You just hate him right now because he tried to take out Giannis.
Yeah, that was kind of BS.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine if anybody did that to one of the Banana Boat boys. He's the player president. He'd have him kicked out of the league. These guys are so phony. I told you this before when I came on the last time.
Him.
LeBron shows up to watch Chris Paul play basketball. What is this, AAU?
The Lakers got eliminated by the Suns.
Exactly.
And he showed up to a Suns game.
Exactly. And he's clearly rooting for Chris Paul because he tweets out, one more to go, CP, or two more to go, CP3. Three more to go. Keep your head up. Man, I hope he's in Milwaukee tonight and he gets to watch this firsthand. I can't believe you aren't going to the game.
That I'm not going to the game?
Yeah, that you'd rather watch it at the district than...
Oh, I don't have money.
Well, couldn't you get credentialed?
Yeah, but Toby and Sam are gone. And I can't. I can't.
Like, are there at least chairs, like, if you cover the game now? Because I remember when year one of the Pfizer, when I was credentialed and I would go to the games, like, there wasn't even a chair for me to sit.
Toby and Sam get one chair tonight.
Yeah, we're sitting on each other's laps.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys get to split a chair, so you go one cheek.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Cheeking. Horvat, I'm going to let you go. I know you're a busy day. You're in BarrettSportsMedia.com, so you've got a tour of interviews to do, I'm sure.
What a jerk. Yeah, I got to do my press tour, man. Yeah.
But I miss you, and I'll probably text you tonight.
Hey, if the Bucks win tonight, when they win tonight, can I come on tomorrow and celebrate?
Yeah, anytime. You just tell me.
Oh, yeah. I'm available all morning.
Okay, because we're starting at 5.
All right. Well, that's 4 my time, so I'll see you more around like 8 or 9.
No, 5 my time is 6 your time.
Oh, yeah, duh. Maybe I'll join you super early because after the show, if the Bucks win, I'm gonna have to go have a little champagne.
Myself. Oh God, I'm sorry. Did you hear this? It's so loud. Yeah, we changed some buttons and like everything. All right. All right.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
All right, see you later.
See ya. Ryan Horvath.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.